It is 9 minutes to 7 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
Inside your business. Inside your business on Kaya Biz is powered by Capitec Business Banking. Banking. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone.
This one is for all these parents of South African matriculants. Maybe you're a parent, a godparent, a cool uncle like I am, or maybe just a neighbor observing with excitement how South African matriculants have performed in the last year. Well, we saw an 88% matric pass rate, which is the highest in our history, achieved by our matric class of 2025. But of course, whilst we're excited to celebrate those who have passed, we continue to support those who will give themselves a rerun and a retry to do better. We also need to acknowledge the fact that these are now young individuals who do need to be absorbed into South Africa's economy. And whether they are going through education, employment, or training, we need to ensure that they are productive, not sitting idle on the sidelines without any opportunities to explore. Someone who knows all about this and year after year has been playing a critical role within Momentum Group to ensure that youth employment is a priority is Nkosinathi Mahlangu, as Momentum Group's Youth Employment Specialist, joining us on the line now. Bab Mahlangu, such a pleasure to have you back on the show. Happy 2026.
Hey, thank you, Kuku, and always a pleasure talking to you, and greetings to the Kaya Biz listeners.
Fantastic. I guess first things first, right? You often observe the matric results, the outcomes, look at the trends and ebbs and flows of what happens within our education sector. I'm quite keen to start off just by getting your response, your review of what we see coming out of the matric class of 2025.
Yeah, thank you so much once again. Yesterday was one of the days to remember in as far as, you know, the performance of the class of 2025, is to go by, where we looked at the 88%, which is the highest in the history. And we celebrate all the, you know, the wins as a country. And then we ask ourselves that now that the dust has settled, what's the next step when it comes to our matriculants? Mm-hmm. Because we've seen how they've performed in subjects such as mathematics, science, and accounting. There has been a slight drop in that. And the question again would be, what are we planning to do about that? Because we know that when it comes to the critical skills, those subjects can actually pave the way for our matriculants to also, you know, make it into the further education and training space to getting those, you know, careers advancements ignited.
Got you. And I think that's a perfect point to start, right? To make sure that they are in education, employment, or training. And that's where the gap typically happens or falls into those who have limited access to educational opportunities due to funding, and those who can't seek employment, perhaps because of family responsibility or not just not having sufficient experience. How do you view this challenge? But more so, what are your observations on the solutions we can implement?
Definitely. And looking at, I mean, we're talking everything statistics here. I mean, we just celebrated the 88% stat. And then you ask yourself in terms of which statistic is next? Is it the NEET, not in employment, education, or training, as you have put it? And where are these matriculants going post-matric? Because not everyone will go the university route. And what are the viable alternatives that we are presenting our young people with in as far as upskilling is concerned? Because as per your previous conversation, I was just listening to say we need to adequately upskill our youth so that they can go into areas that are absorbing in the economy, where they can also participate meaningfully and actively in the economy. But now the question would be, are they aware of, you know, the available career paths that are out there? Mm. Are they available in terms of what type of qualifications or the skill set that they need to acquire? Because we need to move away from training for the sake of training, because that also, you know, tends to haunt us in the long run.
Mm. And that's also speaks to the important role you serve at Momentum Group, helping as a corporate to plug the gap by ensuring that you bridge the divide in terms of the skills training and the skills gap that is required for youth to ensure that they have exposure to these opportunities. Talk us through not only past successes, but more so what you have planned for the year ahead.
Yeah, planning ahead, that is quite important, because, we have been reactive as a country over the years. We get, to announce the matric pass rate, and then a few weeks after that, the unemployment stats are coming back to reflect, to say now that they have passed matric, they are now part of the bigger 13 as far as unemployment is concerned. And from the Momentum Group Foundation point of view, we continue to partner and collaborate with, institutions of learning and other non-profit organizations where, you know, skills that are in demand can also be made accessible to young people, bearing in mind that not everyone has the funds or access to funds to further their studies. But through the role that we play in our corporate social investment initiative, we can be able to bridge the gap and give some form of, you know, a chance and an opportunity for young people who would like to further their studies. But however, we also need to be cognizant in terms of which sectors of the economy will be, you know, available and accessible for the young people, so that once they get that skill, that qualification, they can go into some form of a sustainable job, whether being in ICT, whether being in the financial services sector, which is where we are operating as Momentum Group.
Got you. I think it's also important for us to actually underscore, you know, some of the levels of support that families, parents are able to provide these young students, because for many of them, they might have the opportunity to pursue training and education, but for others, they might still be left by the wayside. And I'm quite keen just to hear your feedback on observations or solutions that parents, family members, loved ones who offer some level of support and guidance can also give to these young matriculants.
That's definitely true. I mean, over 900,000 students wrote or sat in the matric examination, and over 600,000 out of that number have made it. And in as much as we celebrate those who have passed, we need not, you know, turn our backs on those who didn't make it, because that's where they need the support at the most. I mean, psychosocial support, the family pressures, the peer pressures, because my peers have made it, what's going to happen to me now that I haven't, you know, passed my matric? So that's where we also need to plug in into, you know, those mental health support, even within the family structure. How do we have those conversations that will say, it's not the end of the road, you can maybe go and do supplementary examinations. Or for those who would want to do another year, it's not all lost, but we also want to make sure we keep our young people in school. If they're not in school, they need to be in some form of a formal training. But support comes from, you know, your immediate surroundings, from family, from friends, so that we don't just now turn our backs on those who didn't make it, but also look at what alternatives are there so that they can still continue to chase their dreams.
This might be an unfair question, but it does link to a follow-up conversation we're going to have after this one, which actually speaks to the kind of skills we should be developing for the future, or for organizations like those of like that of Momentum. And given your observations and your experience in the field, where should we be talenting our skills development and training?
Well, that's a very interesting discussion altogether there, Gukuleti, because even us at the Momentum Group, we have also, you know, have done some form of introspection to say we still have a very widening gap in as far as getting trained and accredited financial advisors or financial planners. And we also need to play an active role in terms of partnering with schools and institutions of higher learning as well to say these are viable career paths that are accessible to young people, but they can only know of those if we go and meet them halfway to make them aware and expose them to these opportunities so that they have something to aim towards post-matric. So we're talking about, you know, skills that are in demand, whether it's in the digital space, financial services space, but also our TVET colleges, artisan skills. Those skills can also, you know, fast-track economic activity for young people, because they can also start, you know, running their own enterprises with the necessary support that will be put in place in terms of how to start your business, how to also make sure that your business, you know, stays afloat, especially in the critical phases when it gets started, because there is a lot of competitors out there that we also need to be cognizant of, to say we cannot say young people go the entrepreneurship route without making them aware of the level of competition that they'll be facing or that they'll be up against. So we need to have those support structures in place, making sure that there is relevant skills that we are exposing to young people, but let this conversation happen throughout the year, not only in the beginning of the year when we are faced with, you know, the matric results or high unemployment statistics that are being released, but let it be an everyday conversation between corporate South Africa and even the government as well.
100%. So critical that you say that it needs to be ongoing. I am going to spare a minute or 30 seconds just to let Momentum shine. And maybe if there are avenues, someone might be listening, they might need some skills, they're looking to channel their children, you know, into some level of skills development. Are there any offers that Momentum has available at the moment? And where can we find more information?
Yes, thank you for that, Kuku, because, I mean, on the Momentum Group website as well, in the vacancies page, we also have learnership opportunities, internship opportunities, and as I've alluded earlier on, that there are financial advice career paths that are being made available where young people can be taken through a program that is supported, where they can also have a market, you know, related income as they also getting the necessary training. So there are opportunities, and also, you know, extending that to our implementing partners in the NPO space, where there are training opportunities in the ICT space and also in other sectors as well that are looking to train and absorb young people for employment. So if the listeners can also visit the Momentum Group Foundation Instagram page, we usually share these links and opportunities so that young people can also have access to these while they still can, because we know that opportunities are very scarce, but if they are available, we make sure that young people get to know about them.
100%. My sales team might not be happy with me, but we're doing this for society. But Nkosinathi, thank you so much for your time. As always, such a pleasure to speak to you again, sir.
I appreciate the platform, and all the best to the youth of South Africa.
Thank you. Nkosinathi Mahlangu, Momentum Group's Youth Employment Specialist, helping us unpack the dynamics we should be mindful of, right? We celebrate and, of course, commend the matriculants on the amazing results that they published for 2025. For those who might not perform too well, it's not too late. Rewrite the subjects that you need to. Go back and fully commit yourself to this academic year. 12 months goes by very quickly. Before you know it, you'll be best positioned to explore new opportunities for training or education that you'd like to pursue. So get back at it. And to everyone else within the education system, whether you started grade one today, big school, I know a lot of kids did today. I saw a few posts and some family updates. So good to see that you're getting a head start there. But of course, we need to keep going, because ultimately ongoing skills and development is critical to remain relevant in South Africa's job market. Even as an entrepreneur, there are all these new tools, systems, processes that we all need to align with, and that also speaks to ongoing investment in your training. But share your thoughts, right? Are you someone who works within the space of helping to train and upskill youth in the country? Do you sit at the epicenter or the crossroads regarding adequate skills development within our TVETs, our FET colleges, universities even at times, and the demands of the workplace, right? Earlier, I was listening to the Drive 959 team commenting about Gen Z's and their approach to not just work ethic, but rather the relationships that they forge with their leadership. And Kwazimlene Glenn was actually commenting that a lot of Gen Z's are very relaxed. They can approach the MD and be like, hey, bruh, I like your kicks. Outside of that, though, do you see those intergenerational shifts taking place in the workplace? And how do we make them sustainable? How do we make sure that we all are future fit for the work that we want to participate in? If you work in HR, skills training and development, maybe you're someone who is in the job market right now. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. Tell us what your frustrations are and maybe some of the opportunities that you've been able to pursue. The usual suspects, Dumza, Mubulawa, SS Dumza, Duma. Get in touch. We've been missing you guys since the start of the year as we kicked off the show this week. So we do want to hear from you. 063-688-0959 is where you can share your voice notes.
That's the sound of your business growing. Whether you're starting out or scaling up, turn your passion into profit with Capitec Business Banking. Save up to 50% on fees. Get fast credit approvals, personalized support, and Forex for your business. Open your business banking account on our app. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP. 46669. T's and C's apply.